Umlani Hadebe ethi ke thula moya noma ngabe izimo zingavumi thula wena ke ulalele uThixo ngithemisile ukuthi ngizobe ngikhuluma ke naye ke uRoger Hislop yena ke Energy Management Systems Executive lapha ke kwa CBI Energy sibeka ke the 5 stages of grief ikakhulukazi ke and how to cope and how to move on from indaba ye load shedding ukuthi ke cope kanjani over the years and sizoqhubeka kanjani nempilo inqoqo yethu ke izobeke ingisilungu naye ke u Mr. Hislop. Roger, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Do you get Roger that all the time?
Yeah.
You know, immediately when I saw your name, I was like, "Oh, Roger that." So today we're talking about how South Africa has coped with load shedding and how we need to move on, especially from the grief and the 5 stages of grief. Can we look at the 5 stages of grief and their relevance in relation to the response of the nation to load shedding?
Yes, so the 5 stages of grief, it's a very old book, and people use it almost as a kind of a joke, where you kind of go, well, any time you go through any difficulty, you go through the 5 stages of denial and acceptance and whatnot. I started thinking about this in terms of our energy problems in South Africa, because we have gone through a number of stages where 10 or 15 years ago, basically everybody was going, this can't be, how can this be? And then there was a certain amount of bargaining where you thought, well, maybe we can make some kind of plan. And then it was, anger. Why did they do this to us? And
yes.
Eventually we reached the point where it's been 15 years and we just need to put on our big boy pants and get on with it. We need to make a plan, sort ourselves out, because it's likely that this is going to be our future for at least the next 5 to 10 years. And it's not just South Africa. Lots of other countries have got similar problems of energy constraints, of not enough generation capacity, not enough transmission capacity.
Mm.
So we hear about problems in the U.S. when it's half of the Midwest or the entire Texas goes up. But at a county level, they have power interruptions regularly. And in many other countries, kind of the need for electrical energy has way outpaced the generation and the transmission of it. So I think it's if we reach that fifth stage, which is acceptance, we can actually turn, you know, they say make lemonade if you've got lemons, is that South Africa can become a global leader in energy management technology. In basically how do we reduce our demand instead of trying to build generation. Let's rather manage better how we use it, be more efficient, waste less, use it when it's more optimized. And I think there's a massive opportunity for South Africa to kind of take the lead globally as an energy management tech leader.
Yes. So, according to the 5 stages that you've mentioned, we've reached, you're saying that we should reach the acceptance stage. Are there any alternatives maybe that we can, while we are accepting or while we are trying to accept? Because it's one of those things, Roger, that is not very easy to just accept and just move on from.
Absolutely. And I think part of the acceptance is going, there's some things we can change and some things we can't change, and we need the wisdom to know which is something under our control. So in a lot of cases, South Africans have they've installed solar, they've put batteries, they've got their inverter, they've bought generators. Now, obviously, this isn't perfect, because only the people with the means can do this.
Yes,
so
that's
acceptance
true.
Acceptance for the more affluent or for the kind of deeper-pocketed businesses is a lot easier than acceptance for people that don't have the luxury of their own embedded generation. So acceptance means dealing with the problem, but it doesn't mean being okay with it. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't be continuing to put pressure on government, on Eskom, on the regulators to solve the problem for everybody, not just for the lucky few.
I was about to say that, Roger, that is, even though we do have other alternatives that we can use in the meantime, but they are very expensive, especially for the middle and lower class. It is very unfortunate that not everyone in South Africa is at a luxury to afford generators or even your solar panels and so on and so forth. So how have, as someone who is working in the energy industry, how have the frequent power outages impacted the individuals and businesses and the operations as well, especially those that are in South Africa?
Well, what in my business, we focus on demand side management, which is we've brought to market a set of load controllers, meters. They generate telemetry. They make intelligent decisions.
Yes.
And it's not an expensive solution. So you're looking at something in the region of 750 Rand for a controller. And for almost anybody, that's at a point where the amount of money you can save on energy by shifting a load, by not running your geyser too much, by using the power that your solar panels are generating when the sun is up and not recharging your battery from the grid. It's not a massively expensive solution. And the idea behind CBI Energy is to let you manage your energy automatically, because if you don't do it automatically, it means that if you forget, then cold shower. Or if you forget, it means your batteries are flat. Or if you forget, it means that your business has lost money because your freezer has gotten too warm and you've lost stock. So I think the idea is that generation is a very expensive problem to solve. Demand side management is much less expensive. You can do it manually. You can turn things on and off by yourself. Preferably, you want a computer to do it for you, because computers never forget. They never get lazy. They never get sidetracked. But it's the managing of the demand side that's actually going to help more people more quickly. And this is something where we brought it to market. I mean, we started building the solution a few years ago. We've launched to market much more recently. And everybody we talk to goes, yes, this makes sense. And this is what we've been looking for all this time. Help us stop wasting energy. Help us manage the energy better, because it's much cheaper, much more effective, and much more sustainable in the long term than pouring money into generation.
I was conversing with my friend the other day, and she was like, we are actually paying to be alive, Roger. Everything is expensive, because even without load shedding, you see, when you are buying electricity, the kilowatts are actually way less than what you actually pay, you know. So it's actually, we're living in actually very expensive and difficult times. So can we just look at the strategy, maybe for addressing energy security and regaining maybe control over energy consumption? You've mentioned how we need to operate our geysers at homes, how we need to cook, you know, and all of that. How can we cope with this now?
I think the first thing is you need to know where you're using your power. So what is drawing the power? When is it drawing the power? Why is it drawing the power? So for a consumer house, say a 2 or a 3 bedroom house, you'll probably find that your geyser is by far the biggest consumer of electricity.
Yes.
So first thing, put it on a timer, or better, put it on a smart controller that's adaptive. Because a timer by itself is a little bit of a blunt instrument. You want an adaptive controller that can say, if this happens, then turn it on, turn it off. So managing your geyser is key. Replacing your lights with energy-efficient lights, it's a bit of a no-brainer. But a big thing is that people who do have the means to invest in solar, a lot of them are getting quite upset now, because they're getting their first utility bill and they go, that didn't come down very much.
In the next month.
And they're going, but I put in the solar panel. Why am I still spending all this money on electricity? And that's because a lot of the time they forget that if they are not consuming the power from the panels, then that power is wasted. It's not wasted. It's just not used. It's not produced.
Yeah.
Because if you can't pull the power, you can't use the power. And if the sun goes down, that opportunity to generate your own power is gone, which means that you need to be heating your geyser up during the day to consume that power from your panels. all running pumps, all your freezers or whatever it might be. So how do you make sure that your loads are consuming power when you're generating it yourself from panels? The second thing is to recharge your battery for the panels, because a lot of people, they're recharging from the utility. They don't even realize it. And that creates a huge problem for Eskom and municipal supply companies, because end of load shedding, power comes back, and then suddenly everyone's batteries are charging, which creates another massive spike in demand.
Right.
So it's a big element is going, well, when am I using the power? Why am I using this power? And when should I be using the power? And that's kind of a secret to optimizing and kind of pulling the value out of the money you've invested in your solar system.
I also heard recently that we are also dealing with theft when it comes to your solar panels, Roger, that you save like a huge amount of money to buy and install those solar panels. And then the thieves, they come and they just, you know, destroy what you've worked very hard for. Thank you so much for joining us today, Roger.
Thanks for having me on the show. And yes, I hope you have a great day.
Have a great day, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Uyena ke uRoger Hislop usuka laphana ke kwa Energy Management Systems, noma ke uyi Energy Management Systems Executive laphana ke kwa CSI noma ke CPI Energy, ikakhulukazi sibheka ama 5 stages of i-grief, ikakhulukazi bangabe sikhuluma nge stage la ozithola khona in denial ngokuthi into cha iyenzeka ngempela, because for a very long time isikhathi eside la eNingizimu Afrika sike safika khona la esithi khona ay asikhole ukuthi ngempela lokhu kuyenzeka, ukuthi ngempela sesizophila ngelow shedding. Sadlula lapho, sangidlulela ecasukeni, saba neanger, sadinwa, sakhuluma yonke into ongayikhuluma ngohulumeni, ukuthi uhulumeni uyahluleka, uhulumeni njenganje yabona. Sadlulela laphana ke kwi-bargaining, sadlulela laphana ke kwi-depression, yabona la esithi khona hawu kodwa Nkosi yami awusizwele phela hulumeni into efana njengana leyo. Saze safika la kwi-depression, esikwi-depression khona. Then yena ke ukhuluma ngendaba yokuthi ke at some point vele empilweni izinto azihlezi zihamba kahle ngaso sonke isikhathi, but ngesinye isikhathi kuyakuphoqa ukuthi ke ufike la othi khona cha, ngiyemukela and ngizophila naso lesi simo, because uyasho ukuthi ke for the next 5 to 10 years kungenzeka kube yinto le esizophila nayo, esizomele ukuthi ke sijwayele. Work around those hours, njengoba siba nayo ischedule ye load shedding. Work around low ma hour la wenza isiqiniseko sokuthi ke uyabona uyazi ukuthi okay, ngesikhathi sokuthi iyahamba ugesi ukwazi ukupheka, ngesikhathi sokuthi yabona ezinye izinto ka azishilo la ukuthi singakwazi ukuthi ke sisave ngazo ugesi, kakhulukazi ye imizi lapha na ke enamagiza. Balekile ukuthi ke igiza yakho uyisebenzise ngendlela, ngabe kungekho umuntu ogizayo ngaleso sikhathi sikisidingo sokuthi ke igiza uthole ukuthi i-on, because igiza yenye yezinto edla kakhulu ugesi laphana ke emakhaya. Kanjalo ke nokusetshenziswa kweitofu mase wathi ke nama-light esiwasebenzisayo, kumele sisebenzise lama-light lawa ke ekuyiwona ke onga ugesi. Mawufika nje stolo usho ukuthi ngicela ningisize nge-globe yokonga ugesi, ayasiza kakhulu ke mawuwasebenzisa ke ikakhulukazi ke lawo ma-light lawo akanjalo. Mawunawo amandla noma ungakwazi ukwenza, investor ekuthenini ke uthole ama solar panels, because isolar isebenza ke ngemsebe yelanga, akufani negenerator la ekumele njalo khona bese kuphela udiesel, sekumele ufike ugcwalise udiesel, kanti lokho okunye kusebenza nje ngento Nkosi yami esayiphiwa uNkulunkulu bakithi. Ubani ungakhokhisela ilanga bakithi? Ubani nje ongenza leso sono? Ngoba phela akusilona elakhe nje bakithi.